Hi, and thank you for joining us today on this episode of Decisions That Matter. Today is a special episode of The Buying Bunch, led by Judy Smith, the former CPO of the University of Michigan, where she talks to us about how universities are approaching back to school and some of the new and emerging technologies that procurement departments can utilize and push for to make the transition back to school even smoother and safer for both students and faculty. As always, this podcast is brought to you by Procurated. I hope you enjoy this one. Welcome to the Decisions That Matter podcast, where we meet with leaders from across the procurement community to discuss innovative and strategic ideas. Because when it comes to procurement, every decision matters.
Well, welcome to the Buying Bunch. We actually were talking today about higher ed and what they're dealing with bringing students back to campus. And how can we keep our students safe? And there's a lot that we can do. And we were just sort of kicking around different ideas and things too that the procurement professional needs to think about whenever they're looking at different options. But I wanted to throw out a few statistics. So as of late August, there's been nearly 90,000 cases reported on 1,200 college campuses. And 61,000 of those have happened since the last few weeks of August. And having said that, all of that has happened with only 20% of these universities having in-person classes. And so there's a lot that we can do to impact student safety, but they also have to do some stuff themselves. We've learned a lot recently about temperature tracking and how that is important, but maybe not the most relevant thing. But some of these solutions can go on from now forever, right? I think we've become more of a touchless society where we'd like to not have to touch door handles, make payments that way, touch water faucets, anything that you can think of. And so there are a lot of solutions that we've heard about lately where all of this can happen. One of the things that I've talked recently about with universities is this whole notion of chasing keys across campus. So you issue a key to a student for a dorm room and then they lose it. And so is there a touchless way to let kids enter the dorm using their face, facial recognition? And what are some of the issues with that and some of the other uses of facial recognition? And so I'll kick it over to my team. What have you heard lately in terms of facial recognition or even touchless technologies that we can use?
Yeah, it's a good idea, Judy. Facial recognition, I think, is an emerging trend that I hope to hear a lot more about that. A related idea that I've heard of that I think is helps to increase student safety just across university campuses, and I guess in the trend of or the idea of social distancing, would be for procurement to investigate technology that would monitor crowd capacity in select facilities. So, you know, what if before leaving for a dining hall or a library or a fitness center or any other facility in or around the campus, students could look at an app on their smartphone and find out how many people were already at that location. They could learn, you know, what's the capacity or the target capacity of that building or that location? What's the actual capacity now? How many people are actually in that building or in that room that they intended to go to? This type of technology would actually help the students make an intelligent decision. Should I go right now? Maybe there's too many people there that I don't need to go to that crowded place right now. And they could look at an app on their phone and say, I don't need to go. I can wait and go a little bit later. It would keep them apart. It's another way to keep students safe. Plus, in reality, who wants to go somewhere and wait in a long line and take 20 minutes to go across campus, wait in line when you don't need to go right now? Or go to a fitness center that's already overcrowded and it doesn't do you any good anyway. So, and this technology already exists. So might be something procurement wants to look into.
You're right. They would even use that, I think, non-COVID times, right? To know how busy is the library right now. Can I even get a seat if I go to the library? And the fitness center too. So those are really cool technologies where they actually are using sort of Bluetooth, right, and your phone to know if you're present in the building. It's sort of counting all the the Bluetooth addresses that are there at any given time. What else have you guys heard about?
Judy, I think you mentioned a little bit about payment, and I think, you know, coming off of what Mike said, I think there's probably a complementary technology where facial recognition is used for both access control to those like locations that may be impacted by crowds, and either you don't want to go there or you don't need to be there. Vice versa, it's the technology that allows access to that building. If you've got the rights or privileges to be in that space, if those are lab spaces or athletic facilities or dormitories in this example, you mentioned, you know, the chasing keys element. And I think of all of the uses that these technologies would have, not only for campus staff and personnel, but for students as well. And so really the ability to allow, you know, parents on Parents Weekend or anyone else to come to these places. And then, you know, certainly in the same fold would be the ability to process payments touchless and sort of move into, you know, the 22nd century of payment processing. We're doing it with our phones, we're doing it with our credit cards already. And this is really just the next step where now you don't have to bring anything else with you, and your face is the proof of payment for those services. Whether that's food in a dormitory style, food in a snack bar, or even access for tickets or other events.
Right, and talk about secure, right? It's definitely gonna be your kid that's paying for whatever.
Right, yeah, obviously you can't forget your face, so that makes it
easier to talk about. For sure. And maybe I wouldn't have to replace so many ID cards that way, too.
Since the coronavirus occurred in spring of 2020, consumers are definitely finding, you know, and searching for less ways to touch things, right? I mean, don't touch your face. Stay, you know, keep the distance. Don't, you know, how can I pay for it without touching items? And also even just swiping my credit card and cash, I mean, it's a rarity now that you even see people paying with cash. And certainly I think our younger generation in our schools and our colleges are probably not even considering, you know, paying with cash. And you're right, it's a lot more secure, Judy, to be able to have that type of either touchless payment or facial recognition so they know it's you. And it's just a lot more secure and there's, you know, less loss. But, you know, also is looking at sanitation. I mean, the World Health Organization just came out and said, you know, it is certainly more sanitary if we can create ways using technology. And you're right, technology is going to continue to develop as we go because of COVID-19 to find ways that we can use that technology so that we're not touching. And the less we touch, the less germs we will spread or the less germs we will receive.
So you're talking a lot about this facial recognition, and certainly I think in higher ed, it's ready. It's a culture that's ready to use people's faces to do something. But we can see where it could be leveraged in K-12 environment, and maybe even in states and local governments. But in the K-12 area in specific, there's probably some issues around privacy that would need to be considered. And I think, Jason Souza, you had mentioned some regulations that you had seen just as a keep in mind kind of idea for procurement directors.
Yeah, anytime in government we're talking about information being gathered from people, I mean, and really a face print is information, it's biometrics. It's up there with fingerprints and things like that for, identification. So there are a number of states that have passed privacy acts and biometrics, data security acts that look to protect that information. And you know, if you're a company that's going to gather it, here's who can view it, how it can be stored, all of that. And so, yeah, for those privacy concerns, it's really on the back end, there are a lot of regulations that need to be followed and complied with in order to obtain and keep and use that type of biometrics data.
Right. So definitely something to keep in mind, but something that is probably going to be here for the long term is that we need to really build on technology and figure out how to make it our friend and acceptable to everybody and improve the safety of not just our students, but our general citizens. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Decisions That Matter. This podcast is brought to you by Procurated, the leading supplier evaluation tool for procurement professionals across the U.S. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you prefer to listen. See you again next time.